Madam Chair, as an independent researcher, I would like to highlight the challenges minorities face in public spaces, particularly in Zone A of the Free Territory of Trieste, where the use of these spaces seems frequently disrupted to diminish the minorities' visibility. In order to address this, I examined the legal framework governing this disruption in my postgraduate research in international law that employed doctrinal legal methodology. I believe the findings are relevant to today's discussion as they clarify the legal context of these disruptions and provide information that the UN and this audience may not yet fully acknowledge. Despite the prevailing narrative, the research findings suggest that there was a military invasion of the unprotected Zone A of the Free Territory of Trieste on the night of the 25th of October 1954 that started an international armed conflict, as the findings identified the Free Territory of Trieste as a high contracting party. The invasion met no resistance, and by 12 p.m. the following day, the occupying power declared full control over Zone A and its international free port. This occupation remains in effect to this day. As you are likely aware, during an occupation, international humanitarian law applies. An occupation is also temporary, without a fixed deadline, and its status is determined by the prevailing facts, analyzed in my research. Since 1954, the population of the occupied Zone A of the Free Territory of Trieste has been entitled to the protection of the Geneva Conventions and the broader international humanitarian law framework, although they were not made aware of these rights. This also means that restrictions on public spaces are occurring in an occupied territory, not under a civil administration as the previous narrative suggested, therefore with different prerogatives. I recommend an impartial high-level scrutiny of this occupation and its implications, including potential violations of international humanitarian law since 1954, in addition to ensuring that minorities have proper access to representation in public spaces in alignment with the correct legal framework. Thank you.
Thank you. I now go